Dave will be happy that this week the car is on, because last week he was talking about how there's no ambient noise and he was really excited. Now this week, there's going to be ambient noise because I need that air conditioning.
Oh,
a little bit of a little.
It was good. You're saying,
yeah,
having.
Yeah, yeah, he was a big fan, and this week we're gonna just shit on his dreams.
Bonus.
The dream, we are living it.
I'm going to throw garbage out the window real quick.
You didn't say sneeze when you did it, though. That's against the rules of America.
I was being honest about what I was doing. I figure that makes up for it.
All right, that's fair. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
Once again,
litter.
We are. This is now, I think, America's number one podcast in a car by two people that are not named Jerry and or Seinfeld.
Is that, that's not a podcast, though.
No, but it's a web series, which is close enough.
Yeah.
But which, it's really just a podcast with more money.
But what I'm saying is, if we qualify that that's not a podcast, then we can broaden our range of being the only.
That's true. We're visionaries, really, is what you're trying to tell me.
Pioneers.
Mm. We're really the Steve Jobs / Wozniak of the car podcast revolution.
Can you do me a favor?
Probably.
Because this has me thinking.
God, I'm so sorry.
You saying that we're the number one podcast of two guys in a car not named Jerry or Seinfeld has me thinking, are we the number one podcast of anything? And would you please, before our next recording, mind doing a little research and finding us a real number one title? I don't care how small of a demographic it has to be, or whatever kind of niche market it is.
Okay.
I just need to know.
All right.
We have to be the number one when you know, when you break it down far enough.
Yeah.
We have to be the number one.
We're the number one podcast listened to by convicts between the hours of 1:37 and 2:23 a.m.
That's
maybe. That could be. I don't know. I don't have a way
really,
to...
Really, I'll take whatever it is. Anything that it is a badge of honor.
All right. I can do that for you.
Thank you. That'd be great. I have something that I wanted to get into. We started talking briefly about it before we recorded, but I'm sure that everyone else is just as interested as I am.
I am sure they are not.
you threw me. There's we were talking last week about Quick Check.
Yes, we were.
And how it's very close to ideal. Not a fan of the fact that there is no C in the check of Quick Check.
Well, I mean, there's no second C. There's a first C because, you know, the word check.
You're right.
Yeah. I wanted to clarify because this isn't a visual medium.
You got me.
I didn't want people to think like, oh, well, then how do they know it's check? It could just be quick heck.
But it would be CK. Quick.
Not if they just did HEK.
Oh, my God. I'm all over the place.
You're clearly not thinking
so at
the words through.
At the end of quick check, before
yes,
the K, second
right.
to last letter, should mm-hmm. be a C and
should
it
be.
Is not.
Correct.
And I believe you were talking to your father and former and hopefully again co-host.
Yes. Yes, I was. And he has a theory about that. And it's a pretty simple theory. And it makes perfect sense. Quick is a trademark by Nestle for Nesquik.
Okay.
You can't use Quick. They'll sue your ass. You'll have no money left.
Okay.
And then how are you going to sell Freel milkshakes, man? You don't want to play with the Nestle Corporation. They're going to ruin you.
So, that's why there's no C in the check?
No, in quick. You remember our thing was, if they'd taken out the C in the quick, so it'd be Q-U-I-K-C-H-I-C-K. E-K, which makes sense because then you've got, you're missing the same letter.
Right.
But Q-U-I-C-K-C-H-E-K makes no sense because you're taking out, why not just throw the C in there?
You misspell one and not the other is dumb.
Right.
Misspelling both is somehow less dumb.
Yes.
And not misspelling any of them, I guess it's just not marketable.
Right, yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Nestle would probably sue the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But would they? Because it's a whole new word.
No, they definitely would.
You think so?
Oh, would yeah.
Have a case?
Yeah, because now that they've, you know, gone from, it used to just be Quick Powder, and now it's Nesquik Powder. They got it all over the place. They just quick us willy-nilly.
Nesquik sucks, by the way.
Yeah, that's my dad's chocolate milk of choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, we'd be beefing on this one. We'd be beefing on this one real bad.
You guys gonna dance fight?
Nesquik powder in regular milk is delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Nesquik chocolatey drink?
No. He does powder in the milk.
Oh, he does powder in milk.
Yeah.
Not bottle of Nesquik.
Not unless of like we're traveling somewhere or something.
Because that is not good. I take Yoo-hoo over Nesquik in the bottle for bottle. Yoo-hoo over Nesquik any day.
Well, now you and my dad are going to have a conversation.
He's going to be beefing with that?
I think the two of you are going to have a real big blowout, and I'm going to go somewhere else because I do not have a dog in this race.
Imagine that. Imagine if I did a podcast without you, with your dad. Like, you doing one without me with your dad makes some sense.
Yeah.
Me doing it with your dad without you there would definitely be probably awesome, but...
I gotta be honest with you. Like, 90% of me wants to say, like, it would never see the light of day because I can't release something that doesn't have me in it.
I know, imagine that.
But the other 10% of me is like, I'd really want to listen to
how
that.
How honest... That would be one where you'd be like... Dave, you're going to have to come to my house and send this to yourself. I cannot send this.
Yeah.
I can't release this into the ether. He's got to... Listen, I like his thoughts on that. It's an astute observation. I'm totally cool with Quick being his chocolate mixer of choice.
Yeah.
His milk mixer of choice, if you will, I should say. Because I like Quick better than Hershey's powder.
Yeah.
I actually like Quick better than Hershey's syrup, and I think I'm in the minority with that one.
You might be. I don't know.
I think I'm in the minority with that one. I think people love Hershey's syrup. That's probably the number one. But Quick powder is better.
All right.
But Quick drink, not good. Not as good as you.
Well, I'd love to hash that out with you myself, but I'd have to drink Quick first, and then Yoo-hoo. And then you're going to have to drive me to a hospital. So...
What if we record...
Yeah.
A chocolate milk comparison episode from the ambulance circle of a hospital. This way, when we're done recording, we can just bring you right inside. And you won't
die. I mean, if we're gonna do it, we might as well do it that way.
What would they have to give you to keep you from dying? An epinephrine shot?
Probably. I don't know.
Like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction? Would they have to... What is that? Adrenaline?
That's adrenaline, and apparently that doesn't work.
Like really?
That. Yeah, I have a friend who's a doctor, and I think he's the one that told me that that's not how that works, and I've been mad at him ever since.
Why ruin that?
He ruined so many things! Like, So I was talking with another friend of mine, and he was there. We were both a little under the weather. We were talking about, like, oh, I gotta get some orange juice, get some vitamin C, get that bumped up. And he was like, you guys know that doesn't do anything, right? And then I just flipped out and I'm like, do you not understand why placebos are a thing?
Damn.
You jerk.
He ruined vitamin C? That's ballsy. I guess I know how, how religious people feel now when science comes in and proves shit you believed in wrong. I guess I know how you feel robbed now.
Yeah, it's really rough.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Breaks my heart.
That is terrible that he would do that. Isn't that gotta violate the Hippocratic Oath? That's gotta. Isn't it first do no harm? Isn't that like the preamble to that fucking oath?
Yeah.
And why would do that? This is harm. That's harm. Mental harm, but harm nonetheless.
Yeah.
Emotional scarring is still scarring.
It's true.
fucking
and
doctors.
Come on, how many more emotional scars can I possibly have? At this point, I'm an emotional like husk of scars.
You've got more emotional scars than a chubby emo girl's thigh.
Jesus.
Is that too pretty of a picture that I just painted? It might be. That's all right. It is what it is. How about this? We are the number one most offensive podcast to you chubby emo cutters. There we go. That's our superlative.
Yeah.
There we go.
We got something.
So, so, all right. I believe we're bringing back an old favorite tonight.
We are. And here's the thing. This is this series' 30th episode.
Really?
30 episodes deep. No intern here. I don't think. She's not back there. Right?
No, I don't even remember. I don't remember what she looks like.
Yeah. No Dave.
Well, there is always a silver lining.
But the thing that Dave brought to this institution, if you will, was certainly not...
I was going to say foul odors, but it is.
Well, that's definitely true. And he can edit things well.
Very.
That is the reason that half the time we sound like we aren't just nearly coherent.
Yeah.
That we have a... You know, two or three thoughts in a row.
The man can polish a turd.
Yeah.
The man can polish a turd. That is a given.
Yeah. But he also brought with him some pretty awful, but also occasionally, really good news stories.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm missing
him. I enjoyed quite a few of them.
I'm missing him. And I saw on Twitter last week, I think it was last Wednesday, somebody tweeted out a link to a news article that I have been thinking about since then, because I wanted to talk about it here. I want to tell you a story.
Well, wait a second.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell me a story.
Oh, no.
You want to report the news.
Well, it's going to be... I am reporting the news. I'm reporting it in a very... I'm not going to do it in a linear progression.
Okay.
I'm going to bounce you around a little bit.
You're going to Tarantino this news story.
Yeah, I am.
So, but can we say, is it newsy enough to say that we're bringing back Dave's News Corner?
Yo, this is, this might be too newsy for Dave's News Corner.
Here's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
We're bringing back all the good parts of Dave's News Corner and leaving out all of the Dave of Dave's News Corner. It doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't. It feels good.
All right, let me settle in.
All right.
Let me settle in. Oh, hit me. Let's hear it.
So do you know what Fiverr is?
What is?
Fiverr. Not fiber. That's what makes you poop, but
well,
Fiverr.
That's actually why I asked you to repeat yourself, because I was going to say, I know what fiber is, definitely. Fiverr, unless you're talking about the way... douchebags ask for a $5 bill. Is that
no.
not?
No.
Then no, I don't know what $5 is.
Okay, so
is.
It's a website you can go to where people, freelancers, will offer certain services for $5. You know, voiceovers, copywriting, stuff like that. You know.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty great. So you had this lady on Fiverr, Samantha Field. She was hired to read a portion of a book called The Floppy Hat. Okay? She did it. The person who hired them gave them a great review, said it was wonderful. A couple weeks later, she gets an email from her brother about a news story in Canada. This news story in Canada is that somebody was sending out fake bombs and packages of white powder, 80 in total, to, you know, assorted places, making things like bomb threats and anthrax all over the place. They weren't actual bombs. They weren't actual anthrax.
They were just the threat of.
Just the threat thereof and showing up with, you know, you open up the envelope, the white powder's there, you got to call people.
In Canada.
In Canada.
Okay.
Saskatoon, Canada.
That's a place?
That is. It might be my favorite town name of all time.
Yeah, like, I actually like that too.
Yeah. So the reason that her brother sent her this news article is because the Saskatoon police were asking for help finding the person who was doing this. Because they got a video recording of this person confessing to doing it. It was her. The book that she read was not a book at all. It was a made-up story so she could send a video of this just random lady in saying that she was sending out the bombs.
Holy shit. That happened?
That happened.
So this woman wrote this book, The Floppy Hat.
Yeah.
Which was not a book.
Not
a
book.
In fact, it was a script.
Uh-huh.
And had the woman do a video recording of herself reading the book.
Yep.
And sent it out as a confession of a terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah. The review, by the way, of the video that she sent was, "Thank you so much for bringing my characters to life." Which I guess she did.
Wow.
Well enough that the police were then looking for this woman who was somewhere in America.
That is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, right?
That is unbelievable. You know what's really unbelievable? That's the first time I've ever heard of something like this happening.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, on the scale of one to criminal brilliance, that is way closer to criminal brilliance.
I'm surprised that Dick Wolf hasn't done this on 37 different versions of Law & Order.
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming next season.
Oh, it's coming.
But here's where the...
Tips for criminals.
Here's where the criminal brilliance kind of falls apart.
Okay.
So her brother sends her this article, and it's her saying that she's committing acts of terror. And so she goes and contacts the Saskatoon police, saying, "Hey, listen, this is a video that I did because somebody paid me on a website to do it, telling me that it was part of their book. Here's that person's email address. You can probably track them down that way."
And probably quite easily.
Wouldn't you know, Alexa Emerson, who also goes by the name of Amanda Totchek, is now, in fact, in police custody because she didn't use a burner email address.
Did she... I mean, Jesus, bitch. At least go to the library and send it from some, you know, made-up Hotmail account. Nobody really uses Hotmail.
Yeah.
They would have to know that that was a front. But what the hell?
Yeah, right?
Did the real, you know, brains behind the operation, did she say why she was sending these bombs?
No. Not as far as I saw in this article, which may very well be in here, but honestly, I was so amazed at the brilliance of having somebody record a video confession as a Fiverr gig, the gig economy used for criminal masterminds. That's so awesome.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Wrote that book as a script.
Yeah.
And used it to tape a video confession for terrorist plotting.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so twisted.
Mm-hmm.
That is so twisted. I wonder I tell you what, I don't think Dave would ever bring something like that.
No, that's gold.
That's gold. Good work.
That is solid.
Is that the best Dave's news? I think that's my favorite Dave's News Corner story.
Oh, it's just so...
Wow.
So good. I was so excited. I've been sitting on that for a week, hoping that I could bring this to you.
I'm very glad I didn't know about this already.
That's why I didn't
that
put it...
That would have ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you would... I mean, like... I don't think you're that good of an actor that you could have pulled the shock off.
I'll tell you right now, I genuinely did not hear about that.
Yeah.
That is fucking crazy. I gotta check out Fiverr.
Yo, Fiverr's actually pretty good.
You ever use it?
I'm trying to set up my page now.
Oh, for you to be a Fiverr?
Yeah, yeah, so this way I can do... I like to receive.
What are you willing to do?
For $5? You know.
$5 is $5, yeah. Right? So what can I get on there? What can I? I don't want to perform. I don't want to perform.
Ed, do you want to do anything that involves terrorist acts? Because I feel like I might be good. Because I would feel really bad if somebody else got wrapped up in a plot.
You should really be careful what you do on there, because your luck would be that you would get framed for something like this again, and then somehow the email got deleted or something, and you wouldn't be able to contact the other person, and you'd end up in jail for framed for terrorist plotting, and we've already discussed what would happen if you end up in jail.
No, you're right. Fortunately, I do have pretty strict standards. I won't admit to a crime, no matter how much you're paying me.
Yeah. That's good. This woman should have thought of that as well.
It's just a thing that I do.
You also now know that this exists.
Yeah.
That woman got bamboozled, hoodwinked.
She definitely got hoodwinked.
She got hoodwinked.
I love that word.
Yeah, me too. Hoodwinked. It doesn't get said enough.
It's so good.
So what are you going to do on Fiverr?
I have no idea.
Not sure yet?
No. Maybe if people have me read things for them or something. I don't know.
I was just going to suggest something like you should write jingles for people's products and stuff like an ad agency would. I don't know why. I don't know why I was going to suggest that, because nothing in our history would make me think that you were into being some sort of like marketing genius type of person. But I guess it was, I don't know. It came to me thinking of Full House, the show Full House.
I'm intrigued. Carry on.
Joey and Uncle Jesse,
mm-hmm.
They bounced from job to job. Jesse was an exterminator and changed his name inexplicably and became some sort of motorcycle riding, terrific uncle, music rock god / jingle writer. I don't know, it was a little far fetched. And, Joey was, of course, much like real life, a failed stand up comedian. And they wrote jingles, and for some reason I pictured it in my head that you'd be able to do that like they did. I don't know why.
So you're saying I'm all the best parts of Uncle Jesse
and Joey?
And Joey?
Yeah.
All right. I can get behind that, as long as I don't have to, have songs written about me that, angry, angsty rock teens will sing.
He claims that... Did he claim that it was written about her? We're speaking of You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette, by the way.
Yeah.
He claims that it's about him. She didn't say that it's about him, right?
I honestly don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I got to be honest with you, my knowledge of the sexual exploits of Dave Coulier start and stop at what I heard once. I
know more about it because of just how much of my life revolves around Full House.
Okay.
I've learned so much about life and parenting from watching Full House on Nick at Night.
Oh boy. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprisingly Danny Tanner like at home. It's weird.
You're surprisingly Bob Saget like when you come out and hang out with me.
Yes. Yes, I am. He's a very foul mouthed gentleman.
Yeah.
He's worse than I am.
He is. Oh, man.
But I guess that's what being Danny Tanner for 15 years will
It messes with your mind.
He's also done quite a few drugs, I think.
At least three.
Yeah.
Plus,
At least three. What a low number. That's much lower than what I was thinking.
Well, I like to give people, wiggle room, as it were.
You did say at least. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Point that out.
That's the important part, that I'm not wrong. Hey, it was weird? This morning I woke up, and I jump into my news feed and start, seeing what's up. And I didn't read this article, but I wanted to tell you the headline.
Okay.
If you want to give a turtle an erection, use a vibrator. Let me give that to you one more time.
Yeah, because I'm sure that I heard it, but I have to make sure that I'm not in the Matrix or something.
Okay.
Repeat that again.
If you want to give a turtle an erection.
Who doesn't?
Use a vibrator.
Really?
Yeah. You know, as one does.
I have to ask you.
Yes.
What fine news outlet?
That was on The Verge.
Really?
Yeah. This is, here's the article right here. The subheading is a 7-inch variable speed silver bullet vibrator will do.
So,
and I gotta tell you, this picture of the turtle that's here, he does not look pleased with his lot in life. So no,
that is an ugly, even for a turtle, that is an ugly fucking turtle.
I think most turtles are cute, except for like Mitch McConnell and this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's not, that is an ugly fucking turtle. And not, you know what? No, most turtles, in my opinion, are not cute.
Aw. They got a little funny, they look like little men.
How about a snapping turtle?
Looks like an old man.
A snapping turtle looks like a monster from a fucking godless universe. That's what that looks like.
Right.
That hideous fucking creature.
An old man. God. It's like you don't even listen to me sometimes.
You're right. I was glancing right past it. I thought you were defending old men because you and I both kind of act like them.
No.
I did not know that you were really comparing them to grotesque beasts.
Oh, I am. You know. It's what I do.
Yep. How old would you consider an old man? I feel like you have to push past 80 before you start looking like a snapping turtle.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you either have to push past 80 or have seen some real weird shit.
Yeah, that's true. Although that usually makes you look like you're over 80.
Right, but then
like when you got a lot of you got a lot of mileage on the
yeah.
On them tires, you know?
When you got them jowls that just look like you put you always frowning.
Yeah. You have that droopy dog face.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like a box turtle.
Yep.
I can't believe that's The Verge.
Yeah. That was The Verge.
I don't know. I feel like I need to sign up for more of The Verge's articles, because they have, you know, they have different news streams.
They do.
For, you know, various subjects. I don't know which one that was that you...
Oh, I get the full blast. All of them.
I like their tech news.
I do, too.
Speaking of news, and this is actually quite timely, which is going to force you to release this tomorrow, I guess.
I was going to do it anyway.
How about the Mooch?
Oh, my God. I was going to say earlier, and I forgot to, that this podcast has now lasted 45 Scaramucci's.
45 Scaramucci's.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Long Island boy. He's from Port Washington.
He, honestly, even if he wasn't from Long Island, he looks like a Long Island boy.
So.
He looks like the piece of shit that you'd be like, oh, Long Island.
Yeah.
Why?
That guy is Long Island to the core.
Ugh.
So
the Moochie Dooch, I hate that dude.
He, his career in the White House, or on the White House staff, was remarkably short.
He wasn't even hired yet. His start date was August 15th. Every day that he was working, he was wearing a visitor pass.
Oh my.
He wasn't even on the payroll yet.
That's unbelievable. He was at 10 days, right? The
21st
to the 31st?
I think it was 11.
That's, dude, that is bad.
Yeah.
That is rough.
Yeah. I mean, even my shortest relationship lasted longer than that.
That's like the length of time that you dated a girl in sixth grade before.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What ended up, I didn't read as much into it.
This turned into my afternoon.
It just literally happened today, and I've been going nonstop. So I saw the headlines. What did he do?
All right. So you heard about his rant to the New Yorker, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where he said, and I just want to reiterate this because I find it hysterical, that he said to a reporter on the record that Steve Bannon is trying to suck his own cock.
Well, that's...
That's, I mean, like, true or not, you don't say that on the record to a reporter.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
You may be right, sir, but...
Yeah, no...
Doesn't mean you should tell everyone.
And have you seen Steve Bannon? That man hasn't even seen his own cock in the past 30 years, let alone been able to suck it.
He said he was trying, though. He's not wrong.
That's true, yeah.
He's not wrong. Yeah. He said he was trying.
Yeah, you got to give it a shot, I suppose. So, you know that Reince Priebus, the man who sounds like he's one of Thanos' children based on his name, he was let go last week.
Sounds like the next Sith Lord.
Yeah. He was let go, went back to his home planet of Melmac to go hang out with Gordon Shumway. And, just kidding, guys, Alf is still canonically on Earth. In case anyone was curious.
I wonder how many people didn't know that that Alf was from Melmac.
I can almost guarantee you that anybody that's listening to this podcast will know that.
Yeah?
I would hope so. I would think that would be this podcast is the number one podcast for people who know that Alf is from Melmac.
I hope that that's also true.
Me too.
We're gonna find out. Awesome show, by the way.
Alf? So good.
Yeah.
So good. So, Reince Priebus was shit-canned because he and the Mooch did not get along. This was after Spicy.
Yes.
The Spicy Chicken Sandwich was given the old heave-ho, even though he's still there till the end of August.
That's unbelievable. So this guy got the heave-ho and then saw his successor
get the heave-ho as well.
Come in with a visitor's patch for a visitor's badge for 11 days and also leave.
Yeah. So Priebus was the chief of staff, got replaced by John Kelly, who is a general, who said he is not going to suffer any idiots and fools. And Scaramucci was all about, like, oh, I report directly to the president. And Kelly was all like, no, bitch, you report to me. And now, get the hell out.
That's actually... He might be the one that I like.
Mm. I mean, like, I disagree with him on 99% of policy positions, but I have a feeling he's going to...
You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to agree with him to like him, though.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to agree with him to like... I like that move.
Yeah, that move is good. I mean, you know, allowing people to deport children isn't great, but, you know...
That's true. That's a very counterpoint. Good counterpoint.
That was his previous job. He was the guy who was in charge of the people that were in charge of ICE.
Good counterpoint.
So, you know, that's where
I like that the move. This current move.
What I really like is the follow up on this. So the orange hate monster likes to have a little bit of chaos and people like just coming directly to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you had Kellyanne Conway, who looks like her soul has just packed up and left at this point. She had walk-in access to the president. Ivanka obviously did because he wants to make out with her. Jared did because he does get to make out with Ivanka, so, you know.
And, of course, everybody, we are talking about Jared Fogle from Subway.
Did you hear Kushner speak, by the way?
No.
That man's haircut matches his voice perfectly. There has never been a haircut that matched a voice so well.
Like when you hear the voice, you can picture somebody with that haircut?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You hear that voice coming... If you just heard that voice in a... Just without any context, this would be the picture of the person that you... Like, nerdy Slender Man. That is exactly what you'd think of.
Yeah.
And that's what he is.
I've got it. Yeah, that is... I mean, that is what he is. Yeah. I have to listen to his voice.
Oh, it's awful.
Which I'm sure I've heard. I'm just not...
No, you probably haven't. Up until he had a press conference, I hadn't heard him speak.
Okay.
It was horrifying. But they had walk-in access. Steve Bannon, the corpse they dredged from the bottom of the ocean that's trying to blow itself, walk-in access. Apparently, all that's gone. They all have to go through Kelly now, too. So, this is either going to get real interesting real quick, or real boring real quick. Either way, I think my blood pressure will handle it.
That's good.
Mm. Yeah. gonna be good times.
I'm still in a little bit of disbelief that he is our president.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't been able to get past that. Usually I can come to terms with reality. Just this one I'm having some
listen, man,
problems with, some trouble with.
Coming to terms with reality is overrated.
You know what I'm going to do?
Try to blow yourself?
No. I'm not even going to try. Why try something you know you'd fail at?
I mean, we're still doing a podcast, aren't we?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Thanks.
No.
Oh, that ruined that. I'm done. That ruined my train of thought.
I'm sorry. Go on, please.
You mentioned the words chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And yes, I know that we were talking about the potential horrible fate that this man is going to bring down upon all of us, but you did say chicken sandwich.
I did.
And that took me to another place.
And a happier place?
Sometimes.
Okay.
That place is Burger King.
That can either be a much happier place or a place that causes nonstop pooping.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes depending on how you look, it's a happier life. Place.
Yeah.
Some of the things they do are great. I will tell you, the Burger King staples, I am not a fan of.
Okay.
But
I can imagine that they don't make very good staples. They are a food establishment.
They make terrible staples. They're made out of beef. They don't hold anything. I am not a fan of...
I want to be clear. Those. I'm not proud of that joke, but I couldn't stop myself from saying it. I just wanted to get that out there. I felt like I had to, you know, give myself a little bit of...
That happens. They can't all be groundbreaking.
No.
They can't. Sometimes you have to go for the brumtsch type of joke. And you did.
Yeah.
At least you delivered it properly.
Thank you.
You didn't stumble. You didn't flub the delivery.
No. No, that was some professional comedy.
Which actually is another thing. I feel like I want... Every time you say something that reminds me of Dave, like flubbing a joke, as he does quite often, I want it like music to play in the back, like very whimsical music, almost like bringing me into a dream sequence where I see Dave like playing with his kids, or like I see Dave like out to dinner with his wife, and they're all happy, and I'm just like, oh, Dave, we miss you, buddy.
I mean, fortunately, that music wouldn't play a lot because I don't flub many jokes, or so I tell myself.
No, not when you flub a joke. When you say something or we do something that reminds me of Dave.
Oh, but I don't whiff it, is what you're saying.
Right, that's not... Okay. That wasn't the point I was... The point I was making was that you, talking about not flubbing a joke, Dave would have flubbed that joke. You didn't.
Oh, yeah. See, well, I mean... The problem was, the minute you mentioned me, I stopped listening to the sentence and just started focusing on myself.
Oh, that's apparent.
Yeah.
That's apparent. You missed quite a bit of that conversation I just had with you. And there's only two of us in the car. So, if we can get to Burger King.
We can.
I am not a fan of their standard offerings of food items.
Okay, that's fair.
Fries are good. Chicken fingers are very good.
See, I don't like their fries. I like their fries in the first 2 minutes, but then if they get even marginally cold, it's game over.
They're not the choice of fries. No. That's McDonald's hands down. Wendy's second.
Wendy's fries taste really weird to me.
Because they're natural cut with sea salt?
No. It's been weird for years.
Really?
It's very bizarre. Yeah. But anyway, back to Burger King.
Burger King drops special joints all the time.
They do.
And usually they're home runs.
99 times out of 100.
There was one. There is a home run right now that we'll get to.
Okay.
But there was another one. It was, which I don't think you would be a fan of, but it was a burger that was stuffed with jalapenos and cheddar right in the burger. No,
that would be, literally look at it and then shit my pants.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't but even...
You, so you're going to have to
I don't even
to
have to look at the
me.
Actual burger. I would just have to look at a picture of it. And next thing you know, we're on Boom Boom Mountain. Bad news.
Well, I'll tell you... why my wife getting her appendix out was awesome.
Please do.
So she had to get her appendix out, and when she was in the hospital, there was only one place near there open, and it was Burger King.
Okay.
And when I went there, and I was never a fan of Burger King. I was a McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell guy. But I went to this Burger King as being the only place around, and I saw this burger. It was like some smokehouse, spicy, whatever the fuck it's called. And it was outstanding. And each night that she was in the hospital, she was there for maybe 2 or 3 days. 3 days. I would go to this Burger King and get that sandwich.
Wow. That's dedication.
Yeah. And then, you know, she came home from the hospital. I don't remember what it was, a week or so later. I left work to go to lunch, and I went to Burger King to get that sandwich. They didn't have the sandwich. This was a different Burger King, but they didn't have the sandwich. Not only did they not have the sandwich, when I asked the woman about it, she was completely fucking lost. She was completely lost. It was almost like that story that you hear where, like, the guy drives the girl home and she leaves something in the car and he goes back to the house to return it, and the mother's like, Catherine died 10 years ago. It was almost like yeah, that to me. Yeah. Like, I was asking them for this sandwich and she was like, but I don't even know what you're speaking of. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You don't know this sandwich? It was on commercials. Am I seeing things? That's what it was terrible. It was a painful ending to that sandwich.
It's such a good sandwich that it just evaporated from the time-space continuum.
Yeah.
It could never be met again.
There was no recollection about this woman. And I was wondering, I'm like, have you only worked here for 4 or 5 days? You know? Yes, in her perspective, that sandwich never existed.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. She was on drive-thru. You're not going to put a fucking rookie to fuck up a drive-thru?
No, not, certainly not at lunchtime.
Oh, that would be a terrible idea.
That would be awful.
But they have brought me back into the fold.
Okay.
With their new sandwich.
Talk to me. Are you talking about the chicken parm?
I'm talking about the chicken parm.
Sandwiches. Now look, here's the thing. In my mind, you don't go to an Olive Garden to get a burger, right? They offer a burger. I'm not going to go to Olive Garden and be like, yeah, give me the burger.
I'm not going to go to Olive Garden, period. But
well,
yes,
it's the McDonald's of Italian food. Occasionally, I will go just because they do. They also have pretty good chicken parm.
They actually have delicious breadsticks.
They do. The breadsticks are like crack.
But you're right. I don't hear chicken parm and think, Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder where that creepy-eyed king of theirs has cooking up on the Italian side of things. But here's the thing. That sandwich is delightful.
Yeah. Now, we should tell, you know, especially for the uninitiated, Burger King for some time had a chicken parm sandwich.
Which was also good.
It was more of like a hero shape.
Yeah, it was. They have.
It wasn't as big, but it was.
Well, they have a long burger at Burger King.
Yes,
it's like a, I don't know, triple burger, but it's on a longer bun.
It's completely pointless, by the way.
Yeah, just go.
It's completely pointless to have a long burger like that.
Just go up. Don't go wide.
Yeah,
go tall.
It's very weird.
So dumb. So they used to use that bun for that, which was much better. I don't think that the potato bun they put the chicken parm on now is very good. But I'll tell you what is very good. Every other aspect of that sandwich.
Yeah, it's a good sandwich. And it is better than the other one. Even though I really liked the other one. And they also used to make that in a miniature version, and it was on a sesame bun, which was also delicious.
You know who also for a little while had an amazing chicken parm? White Castle.
Not surprised.
They put a little chicken ring.
Yeah.
Little dab of marinara. Throw some cheese on that sucker. I could eat them all day.
You could probably still make that.
You can't. You got to bring your own cheese.
You could get a chicken ring sandwich and an order of mozzarella sticks.
I'm not here. I'm paying somebody to build my food for me.
I know that feeling.
This is why I don't like the melting pot. I don't go to a restaurant to just be handed groceries and cook my own food. And pay like $60 for the privilege?
Yes.
Get out of here.
I can go to Stop and Shop and shop for free.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm going to do. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And then I can like grill a steak instead of cooking it in oil that makes it not good.
But wait a second. Wait a second, though.
Go ahead.
You're contradicting yourself a little bit.
Isn't that usually my default mode?
The meat lover's burger that you make.
Okay. So here's the thing. Meat lover's doesn't involve needing to peel the mozzarella stick.
Oh, I'm not talking about peeling the mozzarella stick.
I'm
talking about taking it in your hand, smacking that bitch down so it's flat and jamming that thing on the burger.
Nope.
Okay. No? You're out?
I don't feel like that would make for an appropriate chicken parm slider.
Okay.
Just slapping it, like, you know, just boop, ba-dop, which is not words, but I think you got what I was saying.
I bet you everybody listening knows exactly what motion you made when you did that.
I'm sure they did. You know, you slap that on, you close that back up, boom, easy peasy.
Okay.
I'm going to do that anyway to make sure they didn't throw any, like, bonus onions on there, or, God help me, a pickle.
I can't believe you don't like pickles.
I hate pickles.
I love pickles.
The smell of pickles makes me just not happy. It's not as bad as the smell of bananas, which makes me wretch.
That's weird.
I hate the smell of bananas.
That's an odd thing to hate the smell of.
Oh, my God. It's so awful.
Really?
I hate it.
I love pickles. I'm okay with bananas. But, wow. That's a very weird one.
You know what it is? You can have all my pickles.
I know, it's perfect. I like when they give you a pickle at Panera and you don't eat it, because I get it.
Yeah. I don't like that it gets pickle juice by my sandwich, though.
Yeah, but sometimes they, which would piss off everybody else, but it works for you, they put the wet pickle on top of the napkin that they give you.
Yeah, yeah.
That defeats the fucking purpose of that napkin, pal.
Yeah.
I'm using that napkin to wipe pickle juice off of my mouth, not put more on.
Hell, they're just, you know, napkin innovators is really what it is. It's just like, hey, you know what you're going to do? You're going to clean your face, but then your entire face is going to smell delicious to everybody but that one guy.
But that guy that hates pickles.
Yeah.
And we don't care about him anyway.
Yeah, yeah. He's a real piece of shit.
He gets the white cheddar and steak sandwich and takes off everything but the steak. Yeah. He even takes off the white cheddar. It's in the name. Oh, man.
You know what this was? This is a good episode.
I had fun.
I feel pretty. I feel good that I got that story off my chest.
I can't. I cannot believe.
That has been weighing on. I nearly called you in the middle of the night to tell you that one.
You know what I can't believe? That was the second most outrageous headline that you told me. Because that turtle vibrator thing is still fucking whirling around and out here.
Way weirder.
It's making me very uncomfortable.
Well, that's what we like to do here, is inform, entertain, and make people really uncomfortable.
Yeah, we do. We like to push boundaries.
We do.
We like to push boundaries. We're kind of like the dominatrix of podcasts.
We are the number one podcasts of the dominatrix community in Saskatoon. Was that the name?
It was Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
I had no idea where you were going with that, because I was thinking about how we're kind of like that dominatrix that will kind of step on your balls a little bit, not like super hard, just step on them a little bit, but then we'll ask you about like how your kids are doing in sports when the session is over, you know? Like, We're business, but we're not all business all the time.
Well, on that note, this podcast is brought to you by Dominatrixes. Is it Dominatrixes?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Dominatrixes that step on your balls just a little bit, but then ask about your children.
Yeah. Have we ever ended an episode with the sound of a high five?
I don't think we have. Would you like to?
You want
to
give it a shot?
Let's do it.
I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, that sucks. Do it again.
Dave, edit that. That was the worst high five ever. Edit that out.